Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. In the studio this morning, Miss Lauren Layton.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is, like I said, it is an honor and a blessing. I'll get your autograph after the show. All right.
There's nothing famous about me.
It seems like I've known you for such a long time.
Well, I'm best friends with your daughter-in-law, so.
You are. And I believe we came over to your house when you were just a little thing one time.
Okay.
We came over to eat. It's probably such a long time ago, yeah. You don't remember.
Well, Aaron went to school with my brother. I think they graduated together. So.
He did. So yeah. we're kind of connected, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been connected for a while.
Well, during break, I asked, this segment is, who is Miss Lauren Layton? And when you look in the mirror, who are you? But first of all, who are you?
Well, first of all, I'm a child of God, but
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm wife to Andy Layton. He's a local police officer and mother to Stella. She's 3 months old, our pride and joy. My parents are Brian and Laura Taunton, and we've been here most of our lives. I have a little brother, Hunter. Of course, you know that he graduated with your son, one of your sons. And I am the new special events coordinator at the Silicaca Parks and Recreation. So I have the most wonderful privilege to plan events for our community, and I love what I do. I also serve as the worship leader at Christ Point Community Church, and that's something that I have enjoyed doing for the past several years, and I'm thankful that I get the opportunity to use my gifts for the Lord in that way.
Awesome. And you didn't say my dad is Santa Claus.
I did not say
you
that.
You didn't put that in there because he's probably getting ready. I mean, it's time.
He's ready. And you heard about his truck getting stolen.
I did. I saw that.
Thankfully, they found it.
That is unreal.
Unreal. Who steals Santa Claus's truck? Honestly,
the Grinch.
Yep.
Right. Must have been a Grinch.
It must have been a Grinch. Yep. But he is in custody, so no worries. He won't steal Christmas this year.
Well, it's awesome and outstanding that you are in here and talking about the Lord, because so many, and you're still young, even though you're on the echelon of young.
Am I what you call middle age now?
You'll understand because I know you have friends this way that grew up in a Christian family, mm-hmm. that grew up with that belief, but then when they got out on their own, Satan kind of got a hold of them, and they forgot where they came from.
Sure.
And I'm just so thankful that your family, what they instilled in you, and I know what you're instilling in your family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal anyway.
It's
a goal.
It's the way it is.
It is.
What is it on The Mandalorian that he says? I love Star Wars, The Mandalorian. It's the way, I think he says. It's the way?
I think so.
That's the only way.
That's the only way.
The Lord's way. Yes, ma'am. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. And I'm honored to have Miss Lauren Layton in the studio with us. And we talked a little bit earlier about your family. And before we get into what I just told you we were going to talk about, I like to throw curveballs all the time. Okay. I love it. Because there's nothing like impromptu.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit me with it.
You have a newborn,
yes,
a 3-month-old newborn. What is it like to be a mom?
Wow. It is so rewarding. I love her so much. You don't get a lot of sleep, especially with, she just started daycare at the beginning of August, and she was there 4 days and already got sick. So we've had a sick baby for a month. So it's difficult, but like I said, it's very rewarding, and I love it.
You know, I'm learning all over again because we have a
grandbaby
in our house right
yes.
now.
Yes.
And it is a little different. You know, mm-hmm. we have a 5-month-old and a 2-year-old. So the 2-year-old's name is No-No. It's I'm no sure. all the time. And then it's the, which really, Hayes sleeps really well. So there are not too many middle of the night cries. I'm sure, you know, that's the toughest part. I know that is, because we right. had four, and getting over that hump to I'm where they will sleep at night, where you can just put your eye, even if it's 10, 11 o'clock at night, and sleep till 6, 7 in the morning. That's sure. that's big.
Yes.
So yes. we'll be praying for you about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, this is a Sunday morning show mm-hmm. that plays a lot of Christian music, and some of my favorites from today, and some of these are some older songs. And I know I've had several guests in here, and they had it. They struggled with their song because everybody says their song comes in a season in their life.
I think that's true. I could absolutely see that. And I think that, you know, I definitely identify with that. Depending on what's going on in my life, there's a particular song that I may need to listen to on repeat. You know, you asked me that question in advance so that I could prepare. And, you know, I just enjoy Christian music in general. And, you know, as a worship leader, I'm constantly listening to it and constantly trying to find new songs that we can sing in worship each Sunday. But I decided on Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me, particularly the version by City of Light, yes. I really enjoy. And I just think that song's probably like my anthem, because there, you know, we talked about this before the show too. There is nothing good in me, nothing. And that's scriptural. There is nothing good in me. Paul said that. And the only thing good in me is Christ Jesus. And so I think that that's why that song is just so, so powerful, because it speaks from the soul, you know?
I'll have to see. We play that song on this show.
Okay.
I'll have to look to see if it's in the lineup this morning.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
Wouldn't that be pretty
that
cool?
That would be awesome.
And see, if I knew beforehand, I could make it really cool and play it right after you said it. We'll have to work on that next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Christian music has been big in my life. Mm-hmm. We moved around a lot, and it seemed like we didn't have much growing up. We struggled so many times, but we always had a radio. My dad always had a stereo, and we always had headphones. Mm-hmm. And so to get away from everything that was going on in my life, I would sit down in the floor, put the headphones on, and everywhere we lived, there was a Christian radio station. And that was the Lord just protecting me during those times.
Yeah.
And it grew to where when I was older, I would still do it as a senior in high school. I would still sit down in front of a stereo. It might have been in my room then, but I was listening to Christian music, and it protected me.
Yeah.
The Lord, it was just a tool he used. And I called into shows. I got to know like DJs, and we would talk, and it was just cool. And then now look, you never know what the Lord has in store.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Never know. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get back to music. But we'll have more of Miss Lauren here coming up on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning and the Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Again, in studio, we're paying her overtime, Miss Lauren Layton. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
I am.
We are blowing right through it. And as they say, I always say, time flies.
When you're having fun.
Yes, you are. Well, all my guests, I give a little homework, and it's two little things. And you've gone through one, and you passed that one. You know, you passed that test. So, and this is the good one, because there's a gamut. There's such a wealth of knowledge in a book. Mm-hmm. But for all of us, and I know for me included, there's a part of that book that means a little bit more, and that's mm-hmm. the Bible. Yeah. And God speaks to us through his word. And so I asked you to be prepared to bring your favorite Bible verse and why. And is this one that's been for, you know, when you say it, is this one that you've had for a long time? Or again, is this another, hey, this is a season of my life now, and this is the verse that I'm applying to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just like with the Christian worship songs, verses come to me in seasons. And this one in particular, the last several years, you know, have been both wonderful, but also incredibly hard. And, you know, I think that's a good thing that, you know, we go through those hard times because they draw us closer to the Lord. And I think that's important. It's not fun at the time, but then he reveals to you, the things that you learned through the issues, through the hardships. And so the last few years, you know, we went through a miscarriage. We went through a really difficult work life and various other things that, you know, a lot of people encounter. And so I found God's word very encouraging. And one of the verses in particular that I really leaned on was 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And I just find that verse so incredibly powerful because, you know, us as humans, there's no way that we could get through those hard times on our own. I don't know how anybody, without the hope of Jesus Christ, gets through the things of this world, because there's so much evil and there's so many hardships that we have to endure, but through Christ, which goes back to the worship song that I talked about earlier, but through Christ, we can endure those hardships, and he does restore us and he does strengthen us. And so that's why that's my favorite verse.
And I loved how it started off, because it's kind of amazing. It was the verse last week too.
Really?
Because we were talking about grace, and it's mm-hmm. by his grace, and those
grace upon grace. It's
that's a powerful word, because you can just say it, but if you really start to think about when the Lord says his grace is upon you, mm-hmm. or it's by his grace,
it's that sufficient.
that this is done, mm-hmm. man, that's something that is supernatural.
It is, because we are so inadequate, but he brings us up to where we need to be. He fills the gap, that grace upon grace. His sufficiency is amazing.
Well, I can't wait. We have one more segment to go.
Okay.
And this is going to be pretty cool, because it's okay. kind of like the open devotion segment.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
During the break. But coming up, we've got some more music. You're listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome in to the Mix Sunday Morning podcast and the live radio show right here on Mix 106.5. Thank you for listening. I hope you are in the car listening, because if you are, you're on the way to church. If not, it's almost 10 o'clock and you've missed Sunday school and you need to get to church. And wherever you're driving this morning, make sure, like I always say, when you open that door, you are walking into a church that the word of God is spoken.
Amen.
And the fear of God is spoken. And that the concept of there is a heaven and a hell and there's nowhere in between is spoken. Because, Lauren, in this world, we don't have that. When you step out of the safety of your home and what your family teaches and what you teach your children into what we walk out into mm-hmm. and what they walk out into.
Yeah.
I know you have a beautiful 3-month-old.
I do.
Okay. Not only are you raising that child to grow up through the different stages of life, which is challenging enough, mm-hmm. but you also have to prepare a child
to put on the full armor of God.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't leave the house without it. You are truly, truly going into battle every single day, and you have to be equipped to go into battle. And I think that that's why daily study in the word and daily prayer is so integral to our Christian lives, to our relationships with the Lord. And I will say here recently, especially with a 3-month-old, I've failed in that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I desperately need to get back to. It's hard when you you know, you got up at 3:45 in the morning for a feed, and
yes,
and you've got to get ready and get you and your baby ready to go to work. And it's hard in the mornings, and by the end of the day, you're just so exhausted that you just want to go straight to sleep. And it's easy to just pray yourself to sleep, but that's not sufficient. You know, we need to be very intentional about our relationships with the Lord and fostering that through prayer and through studying the Word. But again, like, you have to go out with that armor. You have to.
Yes, because Satan is prepared.
He is.
He knows.
He is. I mean, he's prepared to.
He's a fallen angel. He knows. Mm-hmm. And he knows our weaknesses. But like I tell everybody, you know, we give him the power in our choices. He has no power over us.
That's true.
Until we choose to give him power. And you hit it right on the head. We need the armor, and we need to have that communication with the Lord. Mm-hmm. We need to be in prayer, and that can be on your knees. Mm-hmm. It can be laying in bed.
It can be in the car.
It can be in the car. It can be.
Just don't close your eyes.
That's right. It can be in the Walmart self-checkout line.
It can be anywhere. And, you know, we're called to pray without ceasing. We should be in constant communication with the Lord. And, you know, I think sometimes that's really hard, especially when we get into situations where we're at work or you're dealing with the public and you get super frustrated and, you know, you may not act out of love that you're called to act out of. But that's where that prayer comes in. And that's where, you know, listening to worship, to stations like this one, where we can be reminded that, okay, we need to let the Holy Spirit work through us through every situation. And, you know, handle things the best way that we should as Christians and as reflections of Christ.
And I try to stay as, I'm a very simple person. Everybody thinks I'm a complex with everything I'm involved in. I'm a very simple person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the kind of person, you can laugh, but when I go outside and I feel the wind, I say, thank you, Lord.
I don't think that's funny.
Last night I went out, the dogs were barking like crazy, and I went outside and there was an owl. I could hear him in the tree, and it was the coolest thing. I just sit there and I listen to it, and I just say, I thank you, Lord. You know, I try to count my small blessings. Yeah. Every little thing I try, because I don't do it all the time.
Sure.
But I try to thank the Lord.
Yeah.
And I might not be in prayer all day long.
Yeah.
But I try to stay.
You're in a mindset of gratitude.
Connected.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great. And that's a lesson for us all. We should all be that way.
But I forget it at work. That's my,
yeah,
that's
hard.
That's
sometimes
my thing right there. Oh, man.
I will say at work, you know, I'm in a brand new position. I've only been in for the past 3 months. Actually, the day my daughter was born was supposed to be my first day of work, which is kind of ironic. But I will say, thankfully, now I'm in a position that I absolutely love. And that's something that, you know, I'm so thankful for and audibly thankful for every single day. When I walk in the door, I'm glad to be there. And I'm thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to be there and to serve in the capacity that he's provided for me too. So.
And you work around some pretty good people.
I have some pretty awesome coworkers.
Pretty good people.
Yeah. They're great. Very supportive, loving people. We have a great crew.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show, because I know you said you have to have somebody to watch a child. It's different now.
You just can't put her to bed.
Yeah, you just can't get up and go anymore. I mean, you have to. Yeah, it's different. It's a different world.
Yeah,
life changes.
It truly does. But it's a good thing.
And it will never. I'm going to tell you from experience. It never quits changing. It doesn't.
Well, I'm sure.
It never quits changing.
All the different stages of life.
It doesn't.
Yep. It'll be something new every day.
Well, I asked you if you wouldn't mind if you would, because I broke the rule of the show. I always pray in the first segment. But I was so just overcome with excitement that I couldn't wait to hear what the Lord had laid on your heart to bring today that I didn't do it. And I feel really bad about that, Lord. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? If we pray right now, I think he'll forgive you.
Would you like to lead us in that prayer?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to come together and to discuss your word and to discuss worship music. And Father, we are just so blessed by you. We're speechless. There's no way that we could thank you for everything that you have done for us. Father, we genuinely thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for us, Father. There's no way we could repay that. And you don't call us to, you just ask us to live a life of service to you. Father, I pray that you would embolden us to be better disciples, Father, that we would go and make disciples of all nations as you have called us to do the Great Commission, Father. I thank you for the opportunity to be on this show today. I thank you for Greg, and I just pray over him right now that you would, Father, give him wisdom and direct him and lead him in the way that he should go in regards to this show, Father, that you can reach more people and that we can work together as kingdom builders. And I just pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jump a pew. Let's just do it. Jump a pew. I'm not going to say get the snakes out of the box because I'm not about.
No, you know, I'm not going to touch a snake.
We're just going to jump the pew today.
I haven't done that one either, but I'm not ashamed to. So.
Well, thank you again for coming on. Thank you for closing us in such a powerful prayer.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be back next week if the Lord doesn't come back.
You know, I'm hoping he is.
Yes.
I really do. Every day I hope he does.
I mean, I'm excited because I never know who's going to be on the show next week or if I'm in by myself, what he puts on my heart to. Yeah. But I would much rather see the sky just rip open.
Yeah.
You know. That would be pretty cool.
It would. So, Lord willing, you'll be here next week.
And then but I'm afraid, though, it might come so fast, I can't say when I see it, I can't say, thank you, Lord.
I think he knows your heart.
Well, thank you for listening, and get to church this morning, and we'll be back next week. God bless you. Have a great week. Greg Wyckoff signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.